If you think you can't go from politics to the divine, Carol Gold and Steve Clark are about to take you above the fray. The only agenda here is to empower you to think for yourself, ask more questions, and trust your own truth. So now, the combination talk radio has been missing. Until now, Carol Gold and Steve Clark taking you above the fray.
Hi, and welcome. I am Carol Gold, and you are above the fray. The number here is 914-803-4522, and I welcome your calls because I welcome what you think, and I welcome your comments. Steve is still not back. He's on a business trip, as I said on Monday's show, and so he'll be back here again next Monday with me. And I'm going to take this opportunity tonight to do a very different kind of show. And I'm going to ask you at the outset of this show to please bear with me. Please have patience and hear me through my conclusion, not just at my inception, because you may hear things as I start to go down this road that lead you to prejudge where I'm going to wind up. And it would be a shame, really, to lose you before you get to hear the total picture that I'm about to paint. About 5 years ago, I sent a video recording introducing myself to talk radio host Glenn Beck. And the reason I did that, I sent it to his studios at the time they were in New York. I did it because I had listened to him for a while, and I thought within him and within his show were the seeds of some powerful potential for moving the country, the culture, whatever, in the right direction. And I knew at the time that he was controversial, and I knew that he was seen by some as, you know, all show, or, and by others as crazy, and by others as dishonest or less than ethical. I never listened to anyone else's opinion. I formed my own. And I formed my opinion about him because I had listened to him for a very long time before sending that video introduction. And because I had done talk radio in Philadelphia, and because I had written to my own blog post, and because I was used to being out there in front of people doing inspirational speaking, I really wanted to align with him. I wanted to in some way become part of where I perceived he was going. And I thought I had a significant contribution to make in that direction. On that video, what I essentially said to him was, because at the time he was doing a lot of DJ kind of comedy and political analysis and highly opinionated and some religion. He's a Mormon, and there was always some religion mixed in. And I wrote him and I said, or I videotaped and I introduced myself and I said, I don't think you can get where you want to go through either politics or organized religion. Because I believe that out there across America are millions of people who either have their own political opinions and aren't going to listen to someone else's, or who are sick of the politics. And this was about six years ago. And I said, when you go down a narrow religious road, when you go down the road of, let's say, in his case, Christianity through a Mormon perspective, you're also going to lose a lot of people. The millions of people who are out there that are what I call spiritual, and that word has its own baggage, but the way I meant it was a fundamental belief in a God, a fundamental belief in a plan for humanity, and a goodness of spirit that was behind all of creation. End of description. Nothing more, nothing less. And I said, I know how you need to get there, and I'd like to talk to you. Well, I never heard back from him, although I met him on two subsequent occasions. I met him at a book signing that he did in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and I met him and had a photo taken with him at the Union League in Philadelphia, where he came to speak. The Union League being a Republican conservative club in Philadelphia. And at the time that I met him, shook hands with him, and took the picture with him, I reiterated a message that I thought was profound, that seemed to move him in the moment. And he suggested, after I shared with him the message that I had, the message that came to me directly from what I call my connection to Source, he said to me, go talk to my assistant and give him your business card, give him your contact information. And so I did that. And again, I didn't hear from him. And then a couple of years ago, I got a letter from who was then the CEO or the president, I'm not sure what it was, of his overall media conglomerate, who said he had listened to the tape, and they at this time they had no wish to bring me in or need for my ability, talent, whatever, and he wished me well. Since that time, Glenn Beck has become even more controversial. However, he has also become incredibly wealthy, has built his own media empire, and I continued to listen to him all of these years, even though he and his organization felt they had no need to connect with me. Over the past few years, I've seen a metamorphosis in him, as have many. And that metamorphosis has sent many of his longtime listeners packing, because he moved first very much away from the political as his main thrust. He certainly moved away from being Republican. He moved on to being a libertarian, and he spoke about the corruption on both sides of the aisle. And so he backed away from the political system in terms of being an advocate for one party or the other. And he dropped that aspect of his show. Although he still did political issues, he didn't do them from really a left or right, but rather A, from a conservative, and B, from a spiritual perspective. Always, however spiritual, and he had rabbis and ministers and priests on routinely on his show, he still personally has a Christian perspective. And just yesterday, he had on his internet 5 o'clock internet television show, he had on David Barton, who is a brilliant historian, who is the founder of Wall Builders, an organization that collects and commemorates American history. Not necessarily what you get in the school books, but the truth of American history. And David Barton is a Christian. Most of Glenn Beck's close associates, it seems to me, are Christians, although he's close with one or two rabbis that he has come to know. He had David Barton on, and he also had a minister, or a pastor, I guess it is, from Southern California that he thinks a great deal of, who in fact, the pastor's wife is a descendant, a distant cousin of Oscar Schindler, the Christian who saved 1,200 Jews from the Nazis, and about who Steven Spielberg made the movie Schindler's List. And what Glenn Beck has now concluded is that the only way that we can salvage this country and our culture is through our churches, through our synagogues and our churches. And so he has gone down a road, or is beginning to go down a road, of what people should do, what they should ask of their pastors, ministers, rabbis to speak to preach to from their pulpits. And if they refuse to speak or preach to these topics that a pollster, a religious pollster who polled religious individuals who go to church, not synagogue, I believe, but church regularly, what they want to hear from the pulpit, top 10 topics. If your priest or your rabbi or your minister doesn't want to speak to these issues that seem critical to the everyday person who is religious and church-going, that you should leave your church, that you should leave your synagogue, and you should go find one where they are in tune with these critical issues. My first reaction to that was, you know, it's really a shame. I tried to reach out to him 5 or 6 years ago and tell him, at least get him to understand, that he couldn't get where he wanted to go through organized religion. And he has come in a way full circle, because while he dropped the politics and he dropped the left and right of politics and he became more spiritual, he did, not just religious, but spiritual, he's become also deeply religious. And I felt at first when I heard what he said this morning that he was going back down a path that again wasn't going to get him where he wants to go. Because where I believe where he wants to go is to save this country. I believe that. I believe that deep in his heart. I believe he wants to save this culture. I believe he wants to protect this nation. And I believe that he feels called to do what it is he's doing. That was my first reaction. What a shame. My second reaction was somewhat different. Because after I watched the TV show last night, this morning on his radio show, he brought on that pastor again, and he brought on the pastor's wife, who is a missionary. She's doing ministry work around the world with whatever survivors of Schindler's List are left, among other work that she's doing with Holocaust survivors in Israel and around the world. I listened to her speak. I listened to her husband, the pastor, speak, and I listened to Beck speak. And the pastor said something that I had to do this show about tonight. And all of what you've just heard is the lead-in to where I'm about to go in this next half of the show. Number one, as I said, I had a second perspective of Glenn Beck going down this deeply religious, organized religion path. And my second perspective is this. There are people in this country, there are people around the world, but let's stick with this country for a moment because we're talking about Glenn Beck, and although he reaches people in foreign countries, he predominantly reaches people here. There are people in the United States of all levels of consciousness, of all levels of awareness, and I'm not talking about intelligence, I'm talking about consciousness, awareness, people who are awake and connected with their minds and their hearts and their souls. And because there are people, and always have been, at different levels of conscious awareness, there have always been meaningful figures, meaningful leaders for every level of consciousness. You know, Wayne Dyer just died, and he was huge and early on in the self-help movement and in the metaphysical movement. And he was one of those leaders for people who had a certain level of consciousness that began to evolve in the 1980s through today. And so you always need different kinds of people, even though there tends to be competition among people in the self-help group. There's competition among religious leaders. There's competition among political leaders. Oh my gosh, my microphone has been off for I can't even imagine how long. I just saw this. I'm going to try to go back to when I think I coughed and turned off my mic. I hope I know when that was. I think I was talking about Glenn Beck recently doing a show with a pastor, and I'm going to have to laser it now because I've only got 9 minutes left, 10 minutes left, and I lost a lot of time with the mic off. What they were talking about was how exhausted they both are because they have been ringing the bell, so to speak, and the pastor called it oracle prophecy. And I was riveted when I heard it because I thought to myself, isn't it interesting? People who are aligned with churches, with organized religion, with large congregations, don't flinch at using the word prophecy or even the word oracle. And yet, we had oracles long before we ever had monotheistic, organized, bureaucratically run religions. We had the female oracles at Delphi, who back in the Greek civilization, military leaders traveled hundreds of miles to get to the oracles at Delphi to receive their guidance, their intuition, their wisdom, and they were all female. What has happened is that organized religion, monotheism, took control of some very important seed-level information about the truth of being spiritual, which is love and light and oneness, and about power around frequency and energy and numbers, as in sacred geometry. And they confiscated and hid that information, and they cloaked love and light and oneness into a bureaucratic, organized political system, and they called it religion. And some gave it the name Catholicism, and some Christianity, and some Judaism, and some Hinduism, maybe, although I think there are multiple gods, and Buddhism, and whatever. But I am here to tell you, number one, that there is no more prophetic wisdom or oracle intuition in the pastor of a church, or let's put it this way, there can be as much in a pastor of a 10,000 congregant church as there can be in someone who takes phone calls on Blog Talk Radio. Because we are living in a time when the gift of prophecy, the gift of direct connection from yourself to the divine source of all that is, has perhaps never been more accessible to so many as it is now. And what is important now is that while there are the need for leaders at all levels of consciousness, it's important that you identify where you are in your consciousness. It's important that you identify that, because unless you can identify where you are, you cannot find like-minded people, you can't attract them, you can't retain them, and B, you cannot gravitate toward a center, toward some semblance of leadership that is harmonious and consistent with your level of understanding. There are currently, and this is going to be hard for some people to hear, there are currently several levels of reality operating at one time. I could do another show completely and give you examples of what I mean and why that is so, and how you yourself may have experienced them and not even understood what you were experiencing. But because there are multiple religions, remember, everything happens at a frequency, and what you experience depends on what you're tuned into. Just as there are multiple religions, there are multiple realities occurring at one time. And you want to be operating in the one that is most harmonious with the frequency at which you are vibrating. Remember, every organ in your body is vibrating at a frequency. Your brain and your heart vibrate at different frequencies. This isn't mysticism. This is science. We know this for a fact. It is proven, because everything is energy and everything does vibrate at a given vibratory rate at hertz's. It's that abbreviation HZ that you see after certain musical frequencies. And so it's important to align. It's important to be harmonious with the people around you and the path that you are on. And so I want to say this. I want to say that each of you has the capacity to be the leader in your own life. But getting there is a process. And there is no harm in looking for guidance, looking for a mentor, looking for someone at whatever stage you're at to guide you along until you get your sea legs, so to speak, so you can move on to the next level of awareness. The interesting thing about mentors and leaders is you have to graduate sooner or later. You have to graduate, because if you're doing your job and growing and learning, you will outpace the leader at that level. You will move to another level, and that's where the expression comes from: when the student is ready, the teacher appears. It's up to you. It's up to you, let's say, at what level of conscious awareness you want to live your life, at what level of conscious awareness you're willing to sustain and maintain, because they all require discipline. They all require constant tending to, like a garden. If you want it to look nice, your garden, it takes work, it takes weeding, it takes time. So does conscious awareness. Every level demands certain things of you. And if you want to move on to the next level of vibratory frequency, that requires even greater work. But it's all possible, because there are leaders at every level. There are mentors. There are lights. There are lights that light the way. That shining city on the hill that Ronald Reagan referred to, that he is so famous for, that quote, that reference to the shining city on the hill, that is a very spiritual concept. It has a lighted path to get there. It has several lighted paths to get there. And because it's a hologram, it has several paths at several levels of awareness. As long as you are on a lighted path, and as long as you are moving toward that shining city, all of this being allegorical, all of this being symbolic, I'm using language to the best of its ability. I'm trying to be as descriptive as possible around something that is virtually impossible to put into limited language that we have today. As long as you are on one of those paths, as long as love and light and kindness and compassion are yours, and that is my phone in the background now because I forgot to turn it off before the show. As long as you are on one of those paths, and those are the underlying principles, because whether it's Jesus who said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, or whether it was Rabbi Hillel who 500 years before Jesus said, do not do unto another that which is reprehensible to you, whatever it is, as long as you are doing no harm, as long as your intention is from your heart, as long as you are using your brain for the highest good of all concerned, you're doing just fine. And you're not alone. Look around. Open your eyes. Open your ears. Open your heart. Open your mind. And you'll find that there are like-minded people all around you, as long as you are willing to be authentic as to who you are, committed to the path that you've chosen, determined to do the work that it requires, and ultimately seeking the only goal that matters, oneness. I'd like to tell you that between Thanksgiving and New Year's Day, I am going to be doing a special, not on Above the Fray podcast. I will be on Blog Talk Radio. I will be doing a show probably four nights a week where I will be taking calls. I will be taking calls on any and every subject that callers want to call in on. I'm going to be the intuitive that I am. I have many other occupations that I pursue at the moment, but this is the essence of who I am. I am going to be the intuitive, providing oracle guidance for everyone and anyone on any topic that you like. Your questions will be welcome. Your comments will be welcome. Your presence will be welcome. It will probably be called Help Me, It's the Holidays, Carol Gold Special. Look for it on Blog Talk Radio. I will promote it here again and again on Above the Fray podcast. Blessings to each of you. Thanks for listening to Above the Fray podcast. Steve will be back next Monday night. And if you've tired of tonight's show and where it came from, Steve will be back with our usual somewhat political, somewhat spiritual, somewhat religious, somewhat eclectic view of the United States, the world, and our lives in general. Thank you for listening. I'm Carol Gold, and this has been Above the Fray podcast.
You've been listening to Above the Fray with Carol Gold and Steve Clark, from politics to the divine. Thanks for being a part of a new way to see the world. Visit our website at AboveTheFrayPodcast.com and like us on our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/AboveTheFrayPodcast. This has been Carol Gold and Steve Clark, taking you always above the fray.